Dating is something you have most likely been doing since you were 15 years old. With all that wealth of experience behind you, I'll bet it's never really occurred to you that there could be things on a date that you have been doing wrong. Think about it. Haven't you ever had a promising date, only to suddenly be cold-shouldered? Odds are the sudden mood change is probably because of some dating don't that you decidedly did do. There is a lot about dating that can be cataloged and organized, but the basic structure of behavior that is followed is somewhat of a common phenomenon, and while this basic structure is often modified to help adapt with modern takes on dating, it still provides a solid basis for acceptable and expected behavior. Money matters. One particular aspect of dating that is generally pretty complicated in first dates and normal relationship outings alike is the financial end of the date. Who pays? Who is expected to pay? When should you offer to pay? All of these questions, however, are largely circumstantial. If it is a first date, protocol dictates that it generally is expected that the male be the one to pick up the check. If you are a same-sex couple, usually the male dominant or the person who asks the other out is expected to pick up the bill. This is in no way written in stone, however, and a good date will always offer to split the bill or at least pick the tab up for some part of the date. Remember, ladies, it's not all on the man, and dating protocol extends to you as well. So if you are out on a first date, offer to pull your own weight. In long-term relationships, money matters are generally understood. However, if you feel like you have been bearing too much of the financial burden, make a point to have an open conversation about it so that you can work out the problem. Suggest sharing the bill or, alternatively, taking turns when it comes to paying the bill. Honesty is the best policy. Another important rule that most people expect to be adhered to when it comes to dating is that the date will be honest with them. It is not just deceitful, but the height of impropriety. Many people seem to think it is okay to fudge the lines and think that lying about their professional or personal life is acceptable behavior. They could not be more wrong. Lying to get a person into bed with you or to get a person to keep seeing you is a horrendous appropriation of their affection and one of the most inconsiderate moves a person can make, especially if it pertains to your relationship status or profession. Instead, be honest and upfront. People may surprise you, and besides, it is the right thing to do. Mealtime manners. Say you are out on a date, and the second your date realizes you are footing the bill, she decides to order the most expensive thing on the menu. What would you think? I'm guessing that, at the very least, you are going to be massively underimpressed by her gold-digging tendency. The probability of you asking her out again also probably plummeted. You see, manners matter even when it comes to the ordering of food on a date. In fact, another important thing to avoid is drinking too much. Not only do multiple drinks add up to a much higher bill, but the more you drink, the more you tend to start behaving inappropriately, and inability to hold your drink or to control how much you are drinking are the last things you want to be putting on display on your date. Chomping on the conversation. The last thing we are going to be discussing on our dating protocol list is conversation topics. Now, it is hard enough to try to figure out what you can and can't say on a date, but it can be harder still when it is a first date. The powers that be say that the smartest way you deal with conversation topics is by allowing yourself to stick to the positives. Talk about good things in your life and avoid topics like bad breakups or sob stories of any kind until you are further into the dating cycle. Also, while you are having conversations, always try to be attentive and interested. Not only does it go a long way in the projection of you being a good listener, it can also help ensure that you are learning more about your date.